This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. While summer is still officially with us for another couple of weeks, the summer movie season is definitely winding down. The multiplex brought us a familiar onslaught of sequels, superheroes, and retreads, from Conan to Captain America, Transformers to Teen Wizards. Well, it's time to put down those 3D glasses, take a deep breath, and look forward to the fall. From vampires to birdwatchers, our film critic Bob Mondello has a preview of what movie studios have in store for audiences as the weather turns cooler.
Start with the vampires. After four movies of anguished glistening in the latest installment in the Twilight series, Edward will finally make an honest woman of Bella.
No measure of time with you would be long enough. But we'll start with forever.
Wedding bells are going to chime, and so no doubt will multiplex cash registers. Nothing else this fall is going to match Breaking Dawn Part 1 at the box office, but there will be a few other reasons to head for the Cineplex, not all of them entirely escapist. For instance, director Steven Soderbergh has a star-studded picture specifically designed for the start of flu season, Contagion, about a deadly virus outbreak.
I really need you to get off that bus. Listen, it's quite possible you've come in contact with an infectious disease and that you're highly contagious. Do you understand? And stay away from other people.
No, now what do I do?
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. That's the most important.
Ready to scare you to death, Kate Winslet, Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jude Law, and no doubt some guy sneezing in the row behind you. There's also a high finance thriller for those who found this summer's Dow Jones roller coaster insufficiently alarming. Margin Call shows what happens when a rogue trader puts his brokerage firm in jeopardy.
Sir, if those assets decrease by just 25%, that loss would be greater than the current market capitalization of this entire company.
You cannot be doing what you're thinking of doing.
Sell it all today.
You're selling something that you know has no value.
Look at these people wandering around with absolutely no idea what's about to happen.
Remember that feeling? So, bankruptcies, plagues, vampires, what else could scare us? Well, it's the start of primary season. How about politicians? Ryan Gosling is a trusted staffer in George Clooney's presidential campaign in the Ides of March.
Next president of the United States of America, Governor Mike Moore.
You really want this story getting out?
Dignity matters.
You were off the campaign, but you thought it was important to fix things.
Steven, don't do this.
Do or say anything if I believe in it, but I have to believe in the cause.
For what it's worth, Clooney is also in a fall comedy of sorts. The Descendants is about a guy trying to hold his family together while his wife is in a coma.
We have to go through this thing together, you and Scotty and me.
You really don't have a clue, do you? Tim, Mom was cheating on you.
The Descendants is from the writer-director of Sideways, who knows a little something about turning life's rough patches into dramedy. So do the folks behind 50-50, a surprisingly funny look at two friends, one with cancer, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and the other trying to look on the bright side, played by Seth Rogen.
You really think that a girl's gonna go for me just because I have cancer?
For the millionth time, yes!
Great song.
Totally.
I have cancer.
I was wrong. It was weird. It's weird like that.
No, it doesn't sound cool.
50-50 is based on the real experiences of Rogan and a friend who was diagnosed with cancer. Less reality-based comedies include Tower Heist with Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy.
You know this is a bad idea, right?
That's it. I don't want you talking to me for the rest of the robbery.
Jack and Jill, in which identical twins are played by Adam Sandler and Adam Sandler.
Are you going bald?
Huh?
No, you're getting fatter, and your hair doesn't realize it needs to cover more face.
Okay.
And a very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
I think I'm starting to trip out
a little bit.
Those kids put something in here.
Dude, we're claymated.
Awesome.
For the younger set, there will be two youth-oriented pictures about robots, Real Steel and Martin Scorsese's Hugo, as well as a slew of name-brand kid flicks, including the first outing for the Muppets in more than a decade, a re-release of The Lion King in 3D, a Shrek spin-off called Puss in Boots, and Penguins Running Amok in Happy Feet 2.
Here's what we are going to do. We count to three. Push me on two.
One.
Ah!
baby penguins. Cute,
but ruthless.
In addition to all this fantasy, the fall will feature a bunch of real-life stories about the famous and not-so-famous. Director Clint Eastwood could have called his latest picture Hoover, but presumably so no one would think it was about a vacuum cleaner, he called it J. Edgar instead. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio as the longtime head of the FBI and promises to rummage through Hoover's, shall we say, closet of secrets. Other biopics include Machine Gun Preacher, about a born-again former drug dealer who started an orphanage in Sudan.
The entire rebel army has put a bounty on your head.
I must be doing something right.
Also, My Week with Marilyn, in which Michelle Williams impersonates Marilyn Monroe. Dolphin Tale, in which the dolphin Winter, who lost her tail in a crab trap, plays herself. And then there's a more speculative look at a real-life figure, the film Anonymous, which wades into the supposed mystery of who wrote Shakespeare's plays. The movie claims it was the 17th Earl of Oxford.
None of your poems or your plays will ever carry your name.
Who hired the actor William Shakespeare to impersonate a playwright.
Promise me you'll keep our secret safe.
This bit of revisionist history from Roland Emmerich, the disaster flick dude who brought you Godzilla and Independence Day. Meanwhile, the guy who made Resident Evil has another cataclysm up his sleeve.
We are surrounded by enemies. War will engulf the entire continent. Only we can prevent the coming apocalypse. D'Artagnan, you want to be a musketeer? This is your chance.
That's right, the Three Musketeers in 3D. For the crowd that thinks the dozens of previous versions were just too flat. But of all the odd pictures this fall, and there will be plenty, from Pedro Almodovar's latest provocation, The Skin I Live In, to the comic bromance The Big Year, starring Steve Martin and Jack Black as competitive bird watchers, perhaps the oddest is the surprise from this year's Cannes Film Festival. The Artist, a Jazz Age epic shot unconventionally in black and white, and of all the crazy things to be in an age of digitally perfect sound, a silent movie. A silent movie about the end of silent movies back in the 1920s, and a leading man on his way out, and a dancer on her way up, neither of whom needs words to be expressive. The Artist is said to be a likely Oscar contender, and its opening just before Thanksgiving will kick off the rush for end-of-year awards, a whole slew of holiday prestige pictures that we'll save for another day and another preview. I'm Bob Mondello.